Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp, and today we'll continue our study of Iyov, focusing on the 8th chapter. Now it was Bildad's turn to calm Iyov and try to explain why good people suffer. Some of our sages consider Iyov and his three friends figures from the distant past, descending from Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yefet. However, Ibn Ezra adheres to an alternate view in the Gemara and traces the lineage of Bildad HaShuchi to the youngest son of Keturah, who married Avraham Avinu after Sarah's death. He also traced Eliphaz HaTemani as a descendant of Eliphaz, the son of Esav. Accordingly, Iyov and his friends live after the period of our patriarchs and were already exposed to the theological foundations set by and disseminated by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This would explain why the dialogues resonate with idioms and language we find elsewhere in the Tanakh. Bildad is outraged by Iyov's audacity and wants to refute Iyov's veiled suggestion that God has abandoned humanity to blind forces that cannot differentiate between the sinners and the innocent. He begins his speech with an open admonishment of Iyov for daring to denigrate Hashem. Ad ante malel eile, veruach kabir imre picha, ha'el ye'avet mishpat, ve'im shakai ye'avet tzedek? Till when will you mutter such things? The words you mouth are a blustering wind. Does God pervert justice? Would the Creator pervert justice? And then Bildad resorts to no subtlety in hurling accusations against Iyov's children. And by extension, he indicts Iyov as well. Im banecha chatulo vayishalchem biyad pisham. If your children sinned against him, well then, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. Mitzudat David elaborates, your children very likely sinned, partying as they did regularly and habitually resorting to drunken revelry. It's then no wonder that they were punished in the very place where they indulged, as they were crushed to death by the house in which they were drinking. Sforno explains Bildad's message differently. Hashem removed his protection from Iyov's sons by hiding his countenance from them, hestelponim, giving them over to the natural consequences of their sin. Like Eliphaz, his elder and wiser friend, Bildad firmly believes in hashgacha pratit and freedom of choice. Iyov had, until recently, also believed that man was free to choose between good and evil. But his personal experience defied the notion that man's choices always result in appropriate and just consequences. Since he firmly held on to their shared belief that the omnipotent God must also be perfectly just, Iyov could not attribute the travesty that befell him and his children to Hashem. Consequently, Iyov pondered that perhaps Hashem had abandoned humanity and relegated control to the stars or to his angels, who blindly and capriciously mete out rewards or punishments. To this, Bildad responds, insisting that Hashem watches over and protects those that reach out to him. Imata teshacher el ve'el shakai titchanen. אם זך וישר אתה, כי אתה יאיר עליך, ושילם נבט צדקך. והיה ראשיתך מצער, ואחריתך יסגה מאוד. But if you would only seek God earnestly and plead with the Almighty, if you are pure and upright, even now he will rise himself on your behalf and restore you to your rightful home. Your beginnings will seem humble, so prosperous will your future be. Like Eliphaz, he urges Eov to pray to Hashem and seek him out, confident in the tenet we recite daily in Ashrei, that קרוב השם לכל קוראיו, לכל אשר יקראוהו באמת. Hashem is close to all who call out to him, to all who beseech him truthfully. While Bildad was blunt in his condemnation of Eov's children, he's more oblique here when he says, Im zach v'yashar ata, if you are pure and are and upright, implying that Eov has not been quite as pure or honest as he pretends or seems. Unlike Eliphaz, who claimed to have some prophetic insights, Bildad relies solely on the wisdom of the ages that has been transmitted from generation to generation, and makes no claim to direct experiential knowledge or prophetic revelation. He urges Eov to trust the Mesorah as well. Ki she'alna ledor rishon, v'chonen lechiker avotam, for inquire, please, of bygone ages, and rely on what the fathers have searched out. A person should not rely on his own tragic but very limited experience and narrow perspective, and instead rely on traditional lore. Ki tmol anachnu velo neda, ki tzel yameinu alei aretz, halo hem yorucha v'yomru lach, u'milibam yotziu milim. For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, for our days on earth are but a shadow. After all, only they can guide you and tell you, uttering words from their collective understanding. Only the accumulated wisdom and ancient prophecies can help one find some understanding of God's ways. Bildad then provides a series of adages, apparently drawn from folklore, that is replete with images from his homeland. Can papyrus grow where there is no marsh? Can reeds flourish where there is no water? While yet in flower and not cut down, they wither before any other plant. Such are the paths of all who forget God. The hope of the godless shall perish. Papyrus, in Hebrew, guma, and reeds, ahu, flourish in swamps and by the riverbanks of the Nile. Should the water evaporate, these plants dry up and shrivel faster than grasses growing in the inland, whose deeper roots allow them to survive even when there is no rain. Bildad compares those without deep-rooted faith to such plants. For Hashem has been described by the prophet Yirmiyahu as Mekor Maim Chaim, the source of living water. And those who cling to Hashem retain the fortitude to withstand the dark times as well. People who lack life-giving faith in Hashem shrivel and die out when struck by calamity. Only those who hold tight to hope in a better future and rely on a loving God have the resilience to survive the unexplainable. Bildad describes how the faithless are crushed by unexpected and unexplained disaster. His confidence is severed, and his trust is a spider's web. He leans against his house, but it does not stand. He lays hold of it, but it does not endure. Trying to make sense of tragedy on your own, he says, given your limited knowledge and your brief lifespan, is akin to putting your full weight on a spider's web. Bildad offers another parable to contrast the destiny of the tzaddik with that of the faithless rasha. The tzaddik, who relies on the wisdom of the ages and draws his sustenance from the sages of previous generation, is described in the 16th verse as Ratov hu lifnei shamesh ve'al ganato yonakto tetze. He can withstand the beating heat of the sun, having plentiful roots that spread out and draw from the moisture deep in the ground. Those roots can penetrate or circumvent hard rocks. The true tzaddik is not a person without faults, but he is steeled by deep trust and reliance on Hashem and will prevail even under the toughest of circumstances. Ralbag explains that such a tree, even if it is uprooted and cut away from its original roots, can be transplanted into a different garden where it will again thrive. In the 19th verse, Bildad asserts, Hen hu mesos darko, umeafar acher yitzmachu. Malbima concurs that this is a positive promise made to the righteous, and says that a faithful person opts to rejoice as he is jolted from one place to another, trusting that even in other soil he will grow again. Ralbag explains that Bildad is suggesting to Iov that even if he lost his first family, if he would hold on to the quenching faith in God, he will recover and heal, cast new roots, and grow even higher and more fruitful than before. Bildad concludes his speech with an affirmation intended to instill hope to his despairing friend. Hen el lo yim'as tam, ve'lo yachzik biyad mere'im, ad yimale schok picha, usfatecha tru'a, son echa yilbeshu boshet, ve'ohel resha'im enenu. Behold, God will not despise the innocent, and won't uphold the evildoers, till he fills your mouth with joyous laughter and your lips with triumphant cheer. Whoever hates you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked shall be no more. The analogy to Shir HaMa'alot is unmistakable. There the psalmist described those who sowed with tears and finally reaped with joy. Az yemale schok pinu ulshonenu rina. Thank you for learning with me.
Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rochel bat Arye Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.